Narrated Ja'far bin Amr bin Umayyah. I went out with Ubaidullah bin Adi al-Khiyar. When we reached Hims, that is a town in Syria, Ubaidullah bin Adi said to me, "Would you like to see Wahshi so that we may ask him about the killing of Hamza?" I replied, "Yes." Wahshi used to live in Hims. We inquired about him, and somebody said to us, "He is there in the shade of his palace, as if he looked like a full water skin." So we went up to him, and when we were at a short distance from him, we greeted him, and he greeted us in return. Ubaidullah was wearing his turban, and Wahshi could not see except his eyes and feet. Ubaidullah said, "O Wahshi, do you know me?" Wahshi looked at him and then said, "No, by Allah, but I know that Adi bin al-Khiyar married a woman called Qital, the daughter of Abu'l-Is, and she delivered a boy for him at Mecca, and I looked for a wet nurse for that child. Once I carried that child along with his mother, and then I handed him over to her. And your feet resemble that child's feet." Then Ubaidullah uncovered his face and said to Wahshi, "Will you tell us the story of the killing of Hamza?" Wahshi replied, "Yes. Hamza killed Thu'aymah bin Adi bin al-Khiyar at Badr battle. So my master, Jubayr bin Mut'im, said to me, 'If you kill Hamza in revenge for my uncle, then you will be set free.' When the people set out for the battle of Uhud in the year of Aynain, Aynain is a mountain near the mountain of Uhud, and between it and Uhud there is a valley. I went out with the people for the battle. When the army aligned for the fight, Sibar came out and said, 'Is there any Muslim to accept my challenge to a duel?' Hamza bin Abdul Muttalib came out and said, 'O Sibar, O Ibn Ummi Ammar, the one who circumcises other ladies, do you challenge Allah and His Messenger, peace be upon him?' Then Hamza attacked and killed him, causing him to be non-extant, like the bygone yesterday. I hid myself under a rock, and when he, that is Hamza, came near me, I threw my spear at him, driving it into his umbilicus, so that it came out through his buttocks, causing him to die. When all the people returned to Mecca, I too returned with them. I stayed in Mecca till Islam spread in it, that is, Mecca. Then I left for Thaif, and when the people of Thaif sent their messengers to Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, I was told that the Prophet, peace be upon him, did not harm the messengers. So I too went out with them till I reached Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him. When he saw me, he said, 'Are you Wahshi?' I said, 'Yes.' He said, 'Was it you who killed Hamza?' I replied, 'What happened is what you have been told of.' He said, 'Can you hide your face from me?' So I went out when Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, died. And Musaylimah al-Kadhab appeared, claiming to be a prophet. I said, 'I will go out to Musaylimah, so that I may kill him and make amends for killing Hamza.' So I went out with the people to fight Musaylimah and his followers. And then famous events took place concerning that battle. Suddenly, I saw a man, that is Musaylimah, standing near a gap in a wall. He looked like an ash-colored camel, and his hair was disheveled. So I threw my spear at him, driving it into his chest, in between his breasts, till it passed out through his shoulders. And then an Ansari man attacked him and struck him on the head with a sword. Abdullah bin Umar said, 'A slave girl on the roof of a house, may Allah be pleased with her, said, "Alas, the chief of the believers, that is Musaylimah, has been killed by a black slave."